Welcome to Blabber Buddies, a podcast about nothing but everything with your hosts Landon Vargo and Bryant Wagner.
And welcome back to a brand new episode of Blabber Buddies. I'm your host Landon Vargo with my co-host
Bryant Wagner.
That's right.
What's up?
And we are here and we are sipping on some Paddy's Irish Whiskey. And you've got yours mixed with ginger beer.
I do. It's delicious.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
And I am also drinking. I finished mine with ginger beer already because it was delicious.
You like to drink.
I do. It was yummy. It was yummy for my tummy. So now I've got the Paddy's Irish Whiskey mixed with some Coke Zero.
Is it good?
It's quite well.
Yeah, quite
yes,
well.
Yes.
Why
yes.
are we drinking Paddy's Irish Whiskey again?
Well, because the next holiday coming up is St. Paddy's Day.
Is it really?
It is.
That's crazy.
Next month.
Sorry it's been a minute, everybody. It's been a rough month.
Yeah. Oh. But, you know, real life gets in the way.
It does. And you know what? Before we go anywhere, this is really important.
Yes.
Public safety announcement.
Public safety announcement.
If we say or do anything
that offends you
in any way, shape, or form, we don't give a shit. Not a bit. Man, I've missed saying that.
God, that feels so
good. That's so great.
That felt so good.
A month's worth of holding that in and just letting
it
go. And
just letting you know, listeners know that we would have loved to drop the ball on another episode for you guys a little sooner than this. But, you know, family and...
My dog died.
And God, jump right into it. God damn.
I'm just going to be honest. My dog died.
Well, hell, my grandma died, but I'm not going to... Well, I just mentioned
it. You just did.
But no, anyway, you know, life happens, yeah. so it kind of makes it hard for us to really get into some stuff. But anyway,
no more Debbie Downer shit.
Yeah, no more Debbie Downer shit. We're in it to win it.
Yes, we are.
We're gonna have a good time.
Damn straight.
And so one of the first things that I wanted to bring up.
Oh please.
Yeah.
I hope it's a good one.
Well, it's kind of not what we've been talking about earlier, but servers at restaurants.
What about them?
You know, I feel like our tipping culture is really starting to take off in the wrong direction.
Like paying too much or not paying enough?
Paying too much.
20% is the minimum.
No.
Should be the minimum.
No. Hear me out.
Okay, I'm listening.
So I will tip my server at a sit-down restaurant.
Sure.
I will tip my barber.
I know where you're going with this. Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But I'm not about to tip a barista at Starbucks. You know what I'm saying? Because they're like, would you like to leave a tip? Or if I go to Panera Bread and order like fast food, healthy food. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to sit there and tip you 20% on something where you're just taking my fucking order.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, absolutely not. Now, if I'm going to, Chang's, you know.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, excuse me. For all you... all you literary people, P.F. Chang's. No, it's fucking Chang's. Sounds like you're making a fart. Chang's. Anyway,
that's what it does when you eat it.
Yeah, it does. It makes you go. Pff. Anyway, ching ching ching. Why did you say ching ching ching? You
ching,
racist.
Ching, ching.
Yeah, what? Yeah, Chinese food. You fucking racist. How do you know the owner's name isn't Ching?
Not Ching. Chang.
Anyway, no, real talk. But yeah, no, if I go to like Chang's, I'm gonna go ahead and I'll go ahead and oblige the server with a 20% tip.
Sure.
Don't expect 30 unless you are absolutely out of this world outstanding.
Yeah.
And this is coming from somebody who was a server and a bartender for over 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
I am not tipping a barista at Starbucks that is. Oh, they're only making minimum wage. I don't give a fuck. You chose that entry-level position.
Yep.
If you want to go ahead and be one of those people that want to work there for life, well...
You better be in management.
Glad you're poor. But, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't... yeah. No, I completely agree with you. Like, I did this the other day. Went to pick up a pizza. They already had the pizza made. I walk in to pick it up. Would you like to leave a tip?
So you picked it up that wasn't delivered,
correct?
Right?
I picked it up. I went in and picked it up. And they were like, do you want to leave a tip? No? Why would I? You didn't bring it to me. I had to come get it.
Right.
No, I'm not leaving a tip.
No.
Absolutely not.
No, because you're still making at least minimum wage, if not more.
Absolutely.
And now guaranteed minimum wage isn't even minimum wage anymore, because at a pizza place, I guarantee you they're making more than minimum wage.
Would we like to tell these lovely young people what minimum wage used to look like?
$7.25. Actually, before that, it was like $6.25.
Yep.
I remember when I first started, I was making $5 when I was 16 years old.
$5.
And I had to have my father write a waiver.
Yep.
So I could work at Barnes and Noble.
Yep.
As a cashier and at the info desk. It was $5.25 an hour.
Yep.
Yeah. But you know what? When I was 16 years in high school, when I got that paycheck, I was like, I'm loaded.
It was great.
Because I wasn't paying for anything. We didn't have cell phones at the time. Well, no, I take that back.
Cell phones. You may have had a flip phone. Yeah,
there was
like
a flip
that.
Phone. Flip phones at the time. But
the old Razor flip phone.
Yeah. We didn't have these smartphones like we have now. We didn't have computers in our hands. But yeah, no, I thought I had a lot of money at that time, and specifically because gas was cheap, everything was fucking cheap.
And I realize everybody in this thing is going to be like, oh, but inflation is crazy, and it's up there, and, you know, because inflation is crazy,
you
have to leave tip, and they have to pay us more. No, you don't.
Because I'll tell you what, right now, I was listening to an episode of Mind Pump.
Gotta love Mind Pump.
Mind Pump is Bryant
Name
and
drop.
I's. Yep, is Bryant and I's podcast that we swear by. If you are into fitness and health and all that kind of stuff, I suggest you listen to it.
Yep.
However, they were mentioning how back in the day, they had normal family median had bought houses that were like 980 square feet.
Yep.
Nowadays, people are buying houses that are about 3,500 square feet.
Yeah, I think the minimum now of house range is like 18 to 2,000 square feet.
Right, but roughly. But on a higher end, it's around
you're looking
3,500, if not more.
Yeah.
However, they did the math, and they said that if you took the housing per square foot back in the day, like back in, like, say, the 1950s, where they had 980 square foot.
Right, and we're perfectly happy.
Right, perfectly happy. And you took the inflation from that and went to compare it to what people are making today to buy a 3,500 square foot house. People back in the day were making more money and happier.
Yep.
Because they were making more money per square footage than people are
now,
making 3,500 square, you know, making money to pay for a 3,500 square foot house now.
Yep.
Because it's not inflation, because inflation is to adjust.
Yep.
For the price of things.
Right.
So with that said, they flat out said, yeah, they had more money in their pocket, even though the comparison for what they said per square price per square foot was the same compared to the inflation cost.
Well, yeah, because people nowadays are living way outside their means.
Yeah.
Like, you could make $50,000. Now, that's a lot of money in 1950 and 60, but still, we'll hypothetically say $50,000 in 1950 and have a 980-square foot home that maybe cost you $10,000.
Well, and then you
maybe.
Right. And then you think about it, you know, you got you know, you have what's the debt ratio of Americans right now for credit card debt? Like in the
astronomical.
Millions and billions roughly. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm curious.
Maybe check.
But
yeah,
keep
check.
Going.
Check Google University. Yeah, absolutely.
Debt.
Yeah, how many Americans have credit card debt right now? Like, how much credit card debt do Americans have?
If I could spell, how much credit.
And I can honestly say that, you know, like right now, I'm in a good place because I don't have credit card debt. I don't have any fucking student debt. That's all paid off. Thank you, military. And that brings me to, and I'll talk about military here in a minute too. And that'll go with one of my Twix My Tweeters that I shared with you earlier.
Do you want to hear the number?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You want to hear the money amount?
Oh, is this the American debt ratio of credit card?
So I typed in how much credit how much credit card debt in America.
Right.
And just left it at that.
Right.
Want to hear the money amount?
I do.
$1.21 trillion.
Holy shit.
I can't count that high.
Holy shit.
I can only count to four.
Hey, America, guess what?
We suck.
I'm debt free. Fuck y'all.
Hey, likewise.
Yeah,
debt free, man. Let's go.
There you go. There we go.
I feel you. It's amazing being debt free, and well, I'm happier
and
that
the thing
way.
The thing is, the only thing that I'm not debt free on technically is my house, but that is not negative equity.
No, you earn interest that way.
Yeah.
You refinance your home.
Because if I were to sell it right now, I'd be positive.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm technically 100% debt free. Yeah. From consumer debt free. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, this all started from.
But yeah, so, I know we kind of strayed away a little bit.
We went off tangent.
But it happens. No, but servers at restaurants, I have a lot of respect for them.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
they work a job that nobody else. Yeah.
And it kind of, a story that pops up in my mind is I feel like a lot of people don't respect a server enough. Like an actual server, not a barista. Fuck baristas.
No, but an actual
server. You know, because I can recall there's this one guy this is back when I was at Indiana University and I was working at Olive Garden, right?
Right. Were you a student at IU?
No, I was just a patron.
Sorry.
Dickhead. And there was a guy that yelled at me because I delivered a one of the garden salads, you know, like for all you can eat soup and salad at Olive Garden.
Yeah.
And the guy was complaining it wasn't green enough.
That's not your
fault. I didn't make it.
No, that's not your fault.
I know.
It's nobody's fault in that restaurant, quite frankly. It's no. The people that brought it to the restaurant.
Right.
Like, mad at the wrong person.
So, but I kind of giggled though because the dude was kind of white trash. Actually, I take that back. He was very white.
Very white trash.
Yeah. So, because he called nutrients nutriment.
Nutriments? That sounds like something my 5-year-old would say.
I can almost remember his voice almost to a T in my head. He went, "I need more green. Green means it has more nutriment." I kid you not. That's almost exactly to the T how he sounded. Older white dude. He had a couple stains on his white T-shirt. You know, no barbecue stains.
You sound like Fat Albert. Like the southern white trash version of Fat Albert.
But I go. But I kind of wanted to, and this is something I also learned off of Mind Pump.
Yeah,
I know we're doing a lot of advertising for Mind Pump, but anyway. Little do people know that lettuce barely has any health benefit regardless of how green it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's true. Servers are not dumb.
Nope.
They know the greener the better.
Yep. But that's not their call.
They work in the industry. Trust me, they know.
They should know anyway.
You don't have to sit there and yell at them and say, "Oh, did you know?" Shut up, dude. And then a lot of servers I have met while working in the restaurant business are either they're very, very smart, or the other latter, they're major sluts.
Did you ever work at Texas Roadhouse?
Logan's Roadhouse.
We had a name for the girls that worked at Texas Roadhouse when I worked there in the late 2000s. Road hose.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah.
No, but no. So
I digress.
So no. Well, funny story is when I was a younger Vargo, me and a whole bunch of buddies, we used to go to Hooters a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised.
Huh?
I'm surprised.
No, you're not.
I know. That was total sarcasm on my part.
Was that sarcasm?
Was it?
Well, I don't know. Sarcasm? The tone in your voice said sarcasm, but the look on your face said
surprise.
I'll be damned.
Holy cow.
I'm actually like genuinely surprised.
I can't believe little Vargo, the horn dog that he is, went to Hooters. Yeah. Oh my God.
But anyway,
total sarcasm.
No, yeah. Anyway, we that's funny. let's just say it was good times.
Oh, I bet it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
You want to keep it that way?
Yeah.
Just leave it at that?
Just leave it at that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I don't know who listens. And I don't need any nasty grams in my Facebook messages.
No, servers do get a bad rap. I'll give you that.
They do. But majority of them, they are pretty fucking smart.
Well, yeah, 9 times out of 10, they're like high school students that are getting ready to go to college, well, and they're saving up for something, right. Or they're college students that just need something to do,
right,
to make some money until they're out of college.
But you know what? I even have respect for servers that are career servers.
That's true. Some people do that,
because I'll tell you what, like if you were to take that person,
but 9 times out of 10,
because they're. The people who are career servers, you can usually tell because they're usually a little bit older. Mm-hmm. They're phenomenal at their job, unless they work at like fucking Waffle House and shit, because they don't give a fuck. But like, I'm talking about like fine dining servers.
I wouldn't even say fine dining. Like even like Steer Inn here in Indianapolis.
Well, yes,
like they're
older
and they're lifers.
Well, yes, but their food is absolutely
phenomenal, correct. And they're great.
Correct.
Servers.
But the reason that they're fucking phenomenal at their job though too is because they're so popular, and they've also been on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and other food network.
But still, I mean, yeah. Anytime we say server, like I don't want people to think that we're just talking about like fine dining servers. Like,
no, I'm talking about everything.
Mom and pop places, the hole in the wall places. Like yep. If you got people there that are older, that clearly have been there for a while, they know their stuff, they know the menu front and back, yeah. They can give you suggestions, they can tell you like what's better than others. Like those are the people that you give 30, 40, 100% tip.
Right.
If
right.
You feel
so,
the need.
And this brings me to my next topic.
I love it.
Yeah. And it just flows right in. And that's why it's important for you to look your best at all times.
Absolutely. First impressions are key. You can't have a second first impression.
Right. Because scientifically proven, attractive people are generally more successful than ugly people.
That's true.
Sex sells. Don't roll out of bed, throw on cigarette-burned clothing, smell like two-week-old marijuana smoke, and wonder why you're living life the way you live.
Yep.
If you smell like that and people don't say, if you're a server and you smell like that, or if you have a dingy-looking shirt and people are like, oh, well, here you go. You know?
Yeah.
People will tentatively, and it's been scientifically proven, that an attractive person will naturally make more than an ugly purple. Okay,
well, yeah,
okay,
you,
here.
You,
okay, for instance, OnlyFans. OnlyFans.
Yeah, I mean,
you have all these attractive women that have OnlyFans accounts. Mm-hmm. All right. Have you ever heard of any like of these monstrosity of women that have OnlyFans account that are successful, making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month?
No, because 9 times out of 10, they don't, and then they like do things to make themselves look better, feel better,
and I'm not just talking about females. I'm talking about men too.
Well, there's one exception to that. There's one guy that I can think of.
A foot model.
No, there's one porn star that I can think of.
Ooh, Ron Jeremy.
Bingo. He's the only one that I can think of that like looked absolutely horrendous, but still made millions.
Well, yeah. I mean, they called him the hog, or what was the hedgehog, or like the gopher, or something like
whatever
that.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
But, like, still, I'm just saying. Like, that's kind of the one exception to the rule. But if you look better, you look the part, people tend to respect you more.
Yeah.
They think you have it all together. Even if you don't,
yeah,
you're more likely to BS your way through something.
Right.
We don't know everything.
Just like it's more guys who are over 6 foot tall. Usually, not all the time.
Usually
have more success with the female persuasion than guys who are under 6 foot.
So we're just better. 6'3" right here. 6'3".
I'm 5'9" and I'll fucking take you to the goddamn cemetery, motherfucker.
Come on, let's go.
I don't think we have much of a fight.
I might stand a chance right now.
I don't think so.
I mean, I'm not going to put your business out there, but
we can go ahead and
we can
go ahead and take this bet down to Nashville, Tennessee, and see what happens.
I'm down.
God, I'd love Nashville.
We still need to go. We've been talking about that for years now.
I know.
We could go down there and do a show down there.
I know. How awesome that would be, and I can go ahead and post up our advertisement down there.
We could go down there and do a show. Awesome.
Hell yeah!
You didn't think about that, did you? Until just now.
Yeah, I was today years old when I thought of that. Yeah, we could do a show now.
We could do a show down there.
That would be awesome.
And then we could put this bet to the test.
Fair. So anyway, but no, like, because there's a lot of times where you go and, you know, the person smells like marijuana and you go, holy cow, dude, you smell like, the way you smell right now is giving me the munchies. And they just kind of look at you like, huh?
Yeah.
You don't realize you still smell like fucking marijuana, right? Like, I don't care if you smoke marijuana, cool. I've smoked marijuana in the past.
So have I.
Exactly. In the past. It is what it is. Am I a fan? No.
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 No. I don't like how it makes me feel. I don't like how it makes me smell.
I've done it. Been there, done that. Not a fan. Yeah. It is what it is.
I got the stamp on my passport.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it again.
Yeah. Tried it. Don't care for it.
No.
If you like it.
Kudos to you.
Kudos to you. I'm not judging you by it, but just make sure you throw on some fucking Febreze and wash your clothes.
Man, you and I both know that doesn't even do it.
No, it doesn't.
For those of you that smoke weed, I just want you to know, if you are unaware of how you smell, which I'm sure you are, then it's fine. There is nothing that you can do to mask that at all.
So, funny story.
And
I'll let you finish.
No. There's nothing you can do to mask that. And when you add things to that smell, you start smelling like burnt trash and bad decisions.
Yeah.
Like
sweat and shame.
More shame than sweat. But yeah. Anyway, funny story, please.
Oh, so anyway, back in I was a student at Ball State at the time.
No way.
Yeah.
You were a student at Ball State.
Yeah.
IU and Ball State.
Yeah, because I transferred over to IU.
Holy cow. I can't believe you were a student at Ball State.
Well, you didn't know I was a student at Ball State.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
How many years have I known you?
What? Three or four?
Five.
No, I haven't been here since 2020. Four years.
Okay, my bad. Four.
Dumbass.
Well, anyways, I did know that. But okay, anyway.
Well, I couldn't remember if you knew or not.
Well, then don't challenge me, motherfucker. I actually pay attention and listen to you.
Oh, that's a start. Anyways. my roommate at the time comes in with a buddy of his. He's like, hey, roomie. And I'm like, what? And he goes, I'm going to get you high. Now, this was my sophomore year.
Yep.
Okay. And he's like, I'm going to get you high. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I was already asleep, right? So, woke up, and we pointed our box fan out the window.
Okay.
And we had another fan with dryer sheets blowing. So...
Okay.
So we sat by the fan, the box fan blown out the window.
With the fan blowing at you.
And with the fan with the dryer sheets pointed at us.
I'm clear. I'm clear. You were sitting in the middle of both fans, one pointing at you.
We thought that was going to work.
No.
And it still didn't work.
No, it still doesn't work.
Because, you know, the fan blown out the window obviously is blowing all the smoke and smell out the window.
Yeah.
But it still lingers.
Yep.
You know, either,
yeah, there's no way, there's no getting rid of it.
Yeah. So, but anyway, long story short, it was.
Did you get in trouble? Did your RA?
Fuck no.
Did your RA find out?
No.
Or did your RA?
My RA loved me, dude.
Did he come join you? Your RA was your roommate.
No. My roommate was actually a guy I played in a play in theater back in high school. Called Firefly for West Side Story.
You were in theater.
Yeah.
You were in theater.
You didn't know that?
I did. Huh. Also, I knew you were in choir.
Yep. Show choir.
And a male cheerleader.
Yep.
I know all the things because I actually listen to you.
Oh, that's cute.
This is how our relationship works. You give two shits about me and I actually listen to you.
What'd you say?
Exactly. Exactly my point.
All right. Anyway, but it really matters on what you look like.
It does. It really does. You got some Twix your tweeter? I'm in the mood for a Twix my tweeter.
You know what? Why don't you tell me one of yours first, and then we'll go with mine since I've been bringing up all the topics today.
That's fair. I've got one.
Because mine's going to be a doozy.
I can't wait for yours. I have a question. And it was about a week ago, and I was a week ago years old when like this thought crossed my mind,
right?
Because it came up on a commercial, and I never thought of it.
Okay.
Dawn dish soap.
Okay.
Why is it capable of cleaning oil off of a duck, but it can't clean out my Tupperware with spaghetti sauce in it?
Because it's a different type of oil.
Not the point. Dawn dish soap, the commercial literally says that it basically will clean anything. And then as a proven point to that, they clean ducks that have been in oil in the ocean and the sea and lakes things.
Time out before you explode, because your face is pretty red right now.
I have ruined so many Tupperware bowls.
Okay, no. Well,
because of that.
Oh, you mean the miraculous, like, never-ending red stain that's in it?
Yes. The Dawn dish soap can't get it, and I don't understand why.
Have you ever written Dawn dish soap?
Written.
Yeah.
Like, wrote them.
Yeah.
Like a note, yes. Or a letter, an email.
Email. Or a tweet. Or anything. Yeah, something. Asking for clarification on why it works on oil from the ocean, but not grease from the spaghetti stains.
Why would I do that? When I have this platform to express my frustration and anger, hopefully the CEO of Dawn dish soap will hear this, and
they won't.
They might not. But if they do, somebody that knows somebody knows the CEO of Dawn dish soap.
They don't.
I'm just saying.
And they might. Yeah, they might, but they don't. And also, you were a week ago years old when you figured that out. So basically, before we ever started this podcast, it was still something that twicked your tweeter. So why didn't you?
No.
Why didn't you email them before?
It never twicks my tweeter until that commercial. Like it had one of
that
those
commercial is older than our podcast.
Well, it was one of the newer ones, but still, like it doesn't matter. My point was like I was sitting there watching something, and that commercial came up, and I had this epiphany moment of like, wait a minute. I remember that commercial, Dawn dish soap. They were cleaning ducks and animals and geese and stuff in the oceans and the lakes and stuff. And it got everything off. And I'm not even just talking about spaghetti. Freaking any kind of pasta sauce, any kind of barbecue sauce, any kind of sauce, period. Like, why is Tupperware so hard to clean, but you can clean a fluffy little duck?
I don't know.
Twix my tweeter.
It does.
That's
a pretty good Twix tweeter.
I'm pissed.
Yeah.
You're sarcastic.
No.
I'm genuinely pissed.
Well, I have a solution.
I like it. Throw the Tupperware away. Yes.
Yes. Throw the Tupperware away and get glass Tupperware.
You know what's funny about that though too? There's glass Tupperware that I have that have certain things like food things on them that Dawn dish soap still won't touch.
Like what?
I don't know, but I know I have them because I've seen them.
Because I've got glass Tupperware that I've put spaghetti in and stuff.
I'm not talking spaghetti. Well, I'm just talking food in general. I have glass Tupperware that still has a ring of stuff.
Nope.
I put it through the dishwasher. I run it with Dawn dish soap. I scrub it with a hard, like coarse scrubber. I've scrubbed it with a soft scrubber. I've scrubbed it with no scrubber and just my bare hand, thinking like, oh man, maybe the coarseness on my hand will get it. Like I'll get in the cracks and crevices. No, still doesn't work. I've gotten rid of so many things of Tupperware, glass, plastic, you name it.
Uh huh.
That have never been cleaned by Dawn dish soap. And I'm sure I'm not the only one in the world that has the same issue. So world, I'm not going to email them. You should. Email Dawn.
I'm not going to do it.
Did I say you?
I don't have a problem with it.
Are you the world?
Yes.
You are not.
I'm part of the world.
You are, but I'm looking at you talking to all of our five listeners that we have. I hope somebody else has the same problem that I do. because this really bugs me. And now I'm really pissed, and I can't wait to hear what your Twixtra tweeter is.
Yeah.
Is it going to make me more mad?
I don't know.
But before
we go to my Twix, my Twitter.
Yeah.
Should we make
another phone call?
Should we make a phone call to somebody?
We're going to see if somebody will blabber with the buddies.
Yeah.
Oh.
Should we?
Yeah, why not?
Who did we phone call last time? My sister?
Yes.
Shelby?
Yes. Both of them.
Anybody else?
That was it. Because Shelby got the shirt, right? Shelby got the shirt.
Ooh.
Who?
I got somebody.
You do? Is it somebody that we've had on the show before?
No.
Oh, will they answer?
I don't know.
Can we use their name?
Yeah. Oh, they won't care.
Are you sure?
I went to my youngest brother, Zach.
Okay.
I went to him and his wife, Melissa. The one who won the t-shirt, went to their wedding down in Arizona. I met Melissa's cousin and her husband.
Okay.
Well, her cousin, Rebecca, and Greg, Regor, started a barbecue food trailer.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
In Iowa, I think it is. Let me double check.
Okay.
Double check. Idaho.
In Idaho.
Around the vicinity of Jerome, Idaho.
I'm not Idaho. Utaho.
Utaho. That's Utah and Idaho. I've actually kept in touch with them since my brother's wedding.
Sure.
And great people.
Okay.
Absolutely phenomenal. We all clicked and had a great time while I was down there because they live in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
But anyway, they have a barbecue trailer called Blue Bear Barbecue, and it's in the vicinity of Jerome, Idaho. I got a couple friends that own that food trailer, and from the photos, videos, and reviews, it looks absolutely delicious.
Okay.
Like, I can literally smell it and salivate through the pictures.
Okay.
But let me see if I can get a hold of
it. Do you really think that one of them wants to be on the show?
Yeah.
They
don't have a choice. Trust me, I'm that cool with them.
They always have a choice.
Yeah.
You can just choose not to answer our phone call.
No, I think he'll answer. Just give me.
I hope he doesn't, and we get to leave him a voicemail.
Call him.
Oh, that's a weird ring.
It's through Facebook.
Oh, that's why. Oh, he answered.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, so anyway, I'm just letting you know right now, you are on an episode of Blabber Buddies Live. How do you feel about that?
Oh, that's cool.
No, so anyway, I was just talking to Bryant right now. Say hello.
What's up, buddy? Hi.
How's it going?
Not bad. How are you?
So anyway, we were just talking about your barbecue trailer that you got, the Blue Bear Barbecue. Go fuck yourself, Becca.
Wow, that's fucking awesome. Shit.
So anyway, I already told Melissa that I was gonna call you guys. And I know you guys, I don't know if you guys listen to my podcast or not, but I was just kind of giving you guys a shout out about your food and how the pictures smell. I can smell your guys' food through the pictures.
Right.
Yeah. It's good. They look really, I am salivating thinking about it. Words are hard. I'm sorry.
That's good shit, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so anyway, like I told you when I texted you last week, I was going to give you guys a shout-out for your stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Nah, we appreciate it, man. We work hard towards that thing. We, Anytime I smoke that meat, it's anywhere from 16 to 20 hours before it even gets pulled off the smoker and sold.
Wow.
Holy shit. Really?
That's crazy.
16 to 20 hours.
I mean,
we put a lot of time in it.
Oh, hell yeah. That's awesome, man. But,
I do all the sides.
What'd you say?
I do all the sides.
You do all the side hustles?
Yeah.
Oh, that's expected.
Yeah. Put her ass on the street corner.
Well, I'm definitely going to be telling Melissa and Zach to listen to this episode because you guys, like I said, you guys are live and you're going to be you're recorded right now. So all you just said is already on it.
Oh, yeah. Good
yeah.
Deal.
I told you they'd love it.
I wasn't sure.
All right.
We appreciate you guys giving us a shout out, man. Definitely would love to send some your way one day.
Oh, all please right. do. Absolutely. Hey, please do.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. I'll talk to you later, though, all right?
All right. You guys have a good one.
You right. too, bud.
Later.
Later.
Dude, I would love to get some food from that guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh, yeah.
awesome. That, tell that's really
dude,
cool.
I wasn't fucking kidding.
Maybe they might be our first sponsor.
We'll see.
Wouldn't that be cool?
We'll see. But yeah, I mean, from what I know, like their business has taken off, and it's
that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's good for them.
16 to 20 hours smoked. I can't.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Like
I'm salivating. Right
you
now.
Like to cook?
Yeah,
I could go either way. I don't really care. But I don't feel the need to take an entire day to cook something.
Dude, it's an art form.
Oh, I know. I don't have that art form. That, you want art that, form? I can that, draw. That's my art.
That's fine, but that would make me a happy camper. That's why I can't wait until the Crimson Buffalo Food Company takes off. Because like them, it's an art form.
It is.
And I would love to see, you know, when I go somewhere, people smiling, eating my food.
Smiling, eating your food, smelling it in the pictures.
Absolutely.
Salivating before they even get to
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Like right now, I can't stop salivating.
Yeah.
Like,
take another drink.
Okay.
It'll probably help.
It probably will.
No, that's awesome. Congratulations to them. That's really what was the name of the company again?
It was called Blue Bear Barbecue.
Blue Bear Barbecue.
Yep,
I like
out
that.
Of Blue Bear Barbecue, and they work out of the vicinity of Jerome, Idaho.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they put anything about like a reason for the name, or just that's what they came up with, or
I think that's what they came up with.
Oh no, that's fine.
I never asked.
No, that's fine. I'd be curious to know. Maybe actually, for like a future episode.
Actually, I think they may have bought the company off of somebody who wanted to get rid of it, and that was the name already.
Oh, okay. And they just kept the name and just...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Maybe. I don't know.
Find out, because I'd like to know. Maybe we can give a future shout-out in a future episode with a little bit more info for our listeners on that. That's really cool.
Yeah. So anyway, I figured they'd enjoy that.
We're making a shit sandwich. A Twix my tweeter, something positive,
and now Twix my tweeter. because I am going to... Good Lord.
Sorry.
So I am going to go back into one of my Twix my tweeter, but you know what? I don't want a shit sandwich.
No?
No.
Well, what do you want to do then?
Why don't you pick one more suggestion?
One more, like, topic of something?
Absolutely.
Were you? Okay. Well, let's see. Oh, I have a good one here. Have you ever thought about the first race that you ever the first race that you ever won? Have you ever thought about the first race that you ever won? And I'm not talking about like a race in school or a race like, you know, when you were a kid, like playing on the playground or something. I'm talking about your first ever race. And I don't think the look on your face is priceless, because I don't think that you think of what I'm thinking of. I'm talking about the race that you won from all of your brothers and sisters from your daddy's nutsack. That's the race I'm talking about. You won that race. Did you know that?
What race?
The race from your daddy's nutsack.
Are you talking about spermies going up to
I absolutely am. I absolutely am. Somebody had brought that up the other day, and like,
time out though.
What?
I can't win a race against my brothers and sisters.
Not your brothers and sisters that are already born. Your brothers and sisters that have yet to be born.
Well, they're no longer born. They're dead.
Exactly. So you won.
Because technically at that point, they were just knuckle babies.
So you won.
Chegs.
So you won.
Yeah.
You won. And yeah. So somebody was talking about that, and they were being funny about it.
Have you met me? I always win.
I mean, I won, and I'm number one. I'm the oldest of, you know, alive babies, saying.
I'm the oldest of seven.
Good for you. You beat seven people. You beat seven live people, mm-hmm. and then billions of dead ones. Mm-hmm. But no, seriously, like, have you ever thought about that? Because the guy that was using this was using it to be funny, but also was, like, using it as an inspirational thing. Like, you may be down on your luck. You may be having a bad day. You may be like, you know, oh, man, my life sucks. But think about it. You started off a winner.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Your life is amazing because you won.
And I am continuing that legacy.
Well, right, and everybody should, yeah. because you won.
I mean, hell, have you seen my kids? They're going to grow up to be a fucking knockout.
I have one that loves me and one that can't despise me. It's great.
Well,
your kids, not mine. I only have one kid.
Yeah, well, they also got an RBF.
Only one of them.
Yeah.
The other one is, your oldest is just like you. Your youngest is just like your wife.
Yeah. But
but yeah, no, that's something just crazy and something fun.
Yeah,
you won.
I did.
They won.
You won.
I won.
Everybody alive won.
Yep.
So guess what? When you're at your lowest and you think that life sucks, just remember, you won.
You won
out of millions.
And millions other died.
And millions died because you won.
Hey, so also that brings up a... No, I'm not going to bring it up. Never mind. Nope, that's a tough subject in our country right now. I'm not going to bring it up.
Checks out. Well, guess what? I'll go ahead and bring up something that really twigs my tweeter.
Okay, I like it. Now we're going into the
sure.
So we have a double
whopper.
Stack.
We have a whopper. Whopper
we have a
sandwich.
Big Mac sandwich. Okay, I like it.
So what twigs my tweeter?
I can't wait.
And I know a lot of our listeners have heard of that fiasco with what's her name? Dank DeMoss. Yeah, the fat fucking rapper suing Lyft for being refused to be given a ride by the driver, saying she is too fat. Who the fuck is she? Like so, and you know what? Just to answer my own question, I went ahead and Googled her because I have never heard of her.
Never heard of her until today.
At all.
Well, until this video.
Right. So she only has 127,000 followers on Instagram.
So she's not that popular.
No. Is that even popular nowadays?
No, not really. Unless you hit the million.
When you hit a million,
then
you're pretty popular.
Yeah.
I also went as far as Googling her net worth.
It's probably like $100,000.
$600,000.
Oh, okay. I mean, she's pretty getting by pretty well.
My net worth is more than that.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
Okay.
I mean, most is. Yeah.
I mean, you know you're fat when you start sweating butter.
Yep. Been there.
Uh-huh.
It sucks.
I mean, seriously, the U.S. should... They should honestly be ashamed of themselves. 77%. 77% of the U.S. population is too fat to join the armed forces. Did you know that?
Didn't know that, but I'm in one of those 77%. Even though I would disagree with that.
Right now, you're not.
Well, no, right now, I wouldn't have been. I'm not. No. When I was...
How old are you right now?
34.
You can actually still join the military right now.
Even at my weight.
At your weight.
287.
As tall as you are...
I could still join.
You could join.
Could I have joined at 325?
No.
Exactly. My point. So a year ago, I was 325.
a year later, right. 287. But.
So, 77% of the U.S. population is too fat to join the armed forces. Yet,
I didn't know that.
Yet, people want to sit there and say, support your size, you're beautiful. No, you're not. Okay? Like, seriously, you're a fat cow. All right? You're disgusting. I am not the... Okay, I'm not the skinniest in the world, by no means, but I am not a globe with legs.
Yeah, so
you know what I'm saying?
No, here's my thing on the matter. So you've seen pictures of me.
Yeah.
I'm not a small guy.
No.
6'3", 287.
Yeah.
I'm technically considered morbidly obese.
I am too.
A doctor, which I think too. Is nuts. They want me at 150, and I'm like, I'm technically anything.
I am technically morbidly obese myself.
But with that in mind, I know my limitations. I know I can't go to Great Wolf Lodge and ride the slides because there's only one that I can go on that fits my weight. I know that going in. I know that there are certain rides at amusement parks at fairgrounds or whatever that I can't get on because of my weight and because of my size. And it's not just my weight, it's my height too. So I know that going in. Okay, fine. I know that there are certain things that I just can't do because of my height and weight. I know Lyft, Uber, whatever, has bigger vehicles specifically for situations like that. I'm gonna piss a lot of people off.
No,
today.
You're fine.
I don't
go
care.
Ahead. Go ahead.
You,
because we don't give a shit.
No, like you know, as a bigger person, you know what you're capable of and what you're not. If you don't know that, then not only are you big, but you're stupid. And the rest of us that are big people, quite frankly, you're making us all look bad because your stupidity, your ego, your ignorance, your whatever got in the way of what you are capable of doing versus what you want to do. You may want to get, and I don't know how big this car was. I couldn't see the video that great. I didn't watch the whole thing with that. But I don't know how big this car was, nor do I care. There are extra large cars for a reason. Get them. Don't let your ego dictate what you want to do. Do what you can do.
Right.
This
so,
whole
so,
thing is just
so. So I mean, like I said, it's a real issue, and the general populace they tell people to empower themselves, empower their fat.
No.
Well, those same people can tell those people to empower their early death as well, because that also goes to from heart failure or some other fat-related health issue.
Heart failure, high cholesterol, high blood pressure.
Bottom line, it's gross.
It's bad. It's so
it's
bad.
It's very gross. And it's not about fat shaming or anything like that. I don't want to hear, I have a thyroid problem. No, motherfucker, you got eating a box of goddamn fucking Twinkies problem is what your deal is.
Yeah, if you can't control your eating intake, you can't control your calorie intake, you can't control yourself around food, I'm sorry.
Don't get me wrong, I consider myself a foodie.
I like to eat.
I love to eat. I love food. I love different foods. I love trying new foods. I love foods that I've never even heard
of.
But
I'm not going to gorge myself. I'm not going to do it.
I mean, I'll gorge myself, but I also go to the fucking gym and work that shit off later.
But even if you didn't, like, so as a prime example with that, so for me, you know, I just posted about it on my social media page. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to an actual gym in a year.
You haven't?
I haven't been. I got injured when I did my strongman last year.
Right.
I was told I couldn't.
And by the way, I'm still very proud that you did do that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm glad you went through it.
I know. I appreciate that.
I'm glad you pushed through it.
I'm glad you pushed me through it, man.
I'm glad you pushed through it.
Yeah.
Because you'd have been fucking sitting there saying, what if?
Yep.
If you didn't. Because there was a couple times you wanted to quit.
I did, and you wouldn't let me, and I appreciate that. Now, with that in mind, I got injured. I had surgery. I was told that I couldn't lift heavy anymore. So that was kind of a damper. So like, okay, I'm going to do resistance bands. I'm going to do what I can do. And I didn't do the resistance bands as much as I should have. And I get that. That's fine. But as a prime example, I didn't go to the gym regularly like you do. I watched how I ate. I changed how I ate. Intermittent fasted.
did things that I was capable of in order to ensure that I lost the weight. And now, a year later, and I'm still losing weight. A year right. later, I'm down 40 pounds, roughly.
There you go.
Like, it's not impossible. But those of you that just want to be fat because, you know, it's your image, it's your it's who I am as a person. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You can be a large like, person, like, but
and,
no.
And honestly, like, when is the last time a really big person was able to clean themselves? Why do they smell like Fromunda cheese? Because they can't reach.
They can't. It's hard. There are folds. There are other things. So, it makes it complicated.
I got a funny story. So one of my younger brothers, I'm not going to name which one.
That's fine. I don't need you to. I can figure it out.
he had a theory in our younger years.
I like it.
He said, he goes, I wonder how many, he goes, I bet you when a large person sits, you know what, fuck it, when a fat person sits on a toilet,
yeah,
their butt cheeks flop over the toilet seat, like they engulf it, almost like a, like, looking like, almost like a giant anal bead, right?
I was thinking like the revolting blob, like,
yeah, you know, that, like too. That too, movement, yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just in, like,
yeah, yeah,
you know,
he goes, and how many times did they have to poop before that first round of poop finally hits the toilet? You see what I'm saying?
I do.
And yeah. Then he goes, and you know, they're so fat. You know, there's a turd that lost its way.
They got stuck
and
somewhere.
And it's stuck on one of the butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Like pasted. And you know, oh. Hell, look at some of these fat people. They're so fucking, their arms are so small. They look like giant midgets.
I got a big head and little arms.
Yeah, little arms. And they can't, like a little T-Rex. They can't reach. They can't reach. So they need to use like tongs.
Yeah.
To be able to wipe themselves.
Yeah,
oh, dude, no, that's so gross. That's so gross right now.
I could probably.
Could you imagine a 350, a dank?
Yes.
Dank Demos?
Yes. We've seen that.
Yeah. She's only like 5'6", 5'7", almost 400 fucking pounds.
She's a globe.
Yeah.
Sorry.
A globe with legs.
Sorry. I'm going to say
she's fat, a globe. She's fatter, she's taller around and fat than she is tall.
She's bigger around than she is tall.
Yeah.
That's what you meant to say. Yeah, no, like, yeah, no, I can't, I don't know. Yeah, I could have an hour conversation about this. I used to be a bigger kid.
Yeah,
like, I get it. No,
but that Twix my tweeter, though, is that people are like, oh, no, you're big and beautiful. Empower yourself. No, fuck that shit. Don't empower yourself. You're fat and you're fucking gross.
Empower yourself to be better.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, even if you lose 20 pounds.
So, okay.
Like, that's better than nothing.
So, I'm gonna go ahead and say this. So the gym that I go to, there are fat people that go there.
Mm-hmm. But they're there.
They're there.
They're there. They're putting in an effort.
They're putting an effort in. And you know what? That is all I want. That, you know what? I cannot complain.
No.
Or anything, because they're there to make themselves better.
They are.
Obviously, you know, depending on how big they are, you can usually tell with the sagging of the skin and how much
they're losing weight,
mm-hmm. and how far along they are.
Yeah.
Now, you can have a New Year's resolutioner that just started out, but guess what?
They're
done. According to what my statistics are from our last episode,
mm-hmm.
those people, the New Year's resolutioner peoples, are fading out.
They should be done already. Pretty close to it.
Pretty damn close.
Yeah.
So the people who are still there are the New Year, what percent was that? Do you remember?
Like
6%?
6 or 7%.
6 or 7%. So they are that 6 or 7%. They're the ones that are there in it to win it. They are in it to win it.
Yeah.
To be able to do something.
And quite frankly, as far as I'm concerned, because I used to feel this way, like I would never, when I was lifting heavy and lifting religiously and doing things, like I didn't notice a change in my weight. Like a drastic one. It may have been like 5 or 6 pounds. But I did notice a change in how I felt, change in my heart, change in my size.
Yeah.
Like, I could care less if you lose 5 pounds or 150 pounds. I don't care. As long as you feel good, Great.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
100%
agree. I'm proud of you.
I 100% agree.
Putting in the effort.
And those also, that don't, and also, fuck you. And also, like, I don't like to step on the weight on the scale to check my weight. Mm-mm. I don't care. What I care about is how I look in the mirror.
Yep.
Because obviously everybody knows muscle weighs more than fat because it's more dense.
It is.
So I've, so since my leg surgery, my knee surgery, mm-hmm. all right, I've gained 10 pounds.
Yep.
All right. Actually, no. 15.
Okay. Well, still.
Last time I weighed myself, actually, it was a couple days ago, I was up to 240.
Okay.
That's the heaviest I've ever been.
Sure.
But I've been back in the gym now that, like, my physical therapist said I could.
Yep.
So I'm back in the gym. I'm fucking busting my ass in the gym.
You're putting forth the effort.
I'm finally able to start running again. Mm-hmm. So I'm putting in my cardio. However, if just to let you guys know, if to lose fat, muscle burns fat faster than cardio.
Yeah, cardio ain't gonna do it.
You can do the cardio. A good diet, eating clean, watching your portion sizes, and muscle, and doing strength training is gonna burn fat faster than cardio.
And if you don't believe us, go to Mind Pump. Mind Pump will tell you all day. Because that's what I was doing for the longest time. Because I didn't do steady cardio. My cardio was how I would lift. I would change the rest time between my sets, change the rest time between my sets of reps.
Right.
That was my cardio.
Right.
I'm burning more calories, fat.
Right.
Lifting than I was from running.
And don't go in there thinking, oh, I'm just going to take some fucking Ozempic or Wegovia to
that's only part of the problem.
No. Because... Yeah, because if you don't work out, then it'll shrink you. Yes, you'll lose weight.
Which is great.
But you'll look gross because you won't have muscle.
There's no tone.
Tone's not a word.
Sorry, that's not a thing.
No, it's made up by the fitness industry to try and sell it to females. Anyways, because they don't want to be muscular.
Right.
And that was back in the 80s when Arnold Schwarzenegger was at his prime. Anyways, so... That stuff will go ahead and help you lose weight, and you'll lose a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have muscle to back up that fat, you're going to have loose skin, your cheeks and your face will be all sunken in. You're basically going to look like a freaking drug dealer or drug user.
You're going to look like a crackhead.
Yeah, like crackhead.
If you've ever seen a picture of a crackhead
Or a meth addict, that's what you're going to look like.
Yeah, you're going to look bad.
You're going to look sunken in. And you know what? That's not attractive, regardless of how skinny you look. Oh, look, now I'm skinny. Yeah, but you also have five folds of fucking skin that you need a tummy tuck, and you look like a fucking meth user. So, congratulations.
When you have to take rubber bands to tie everything up, that's not okay. Sorry. I'm just going to say it. Rubber bands, zip ties, and the twisty bag things for bread. Don't. Are we done with Twix My Tweeter?
Yeah, that's the end of the... What time are we at?
We're at time.
What?
We got enough time for dad jokes.
What time is it?
An hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Right at an hour?
Like a couple seconds.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to bring up another thing.
You're going to bring up another Twix My Tweeter?
No, not a Twix My Tweeter. Oh, okay. I'm not ready for dad jokes yet.
Okay.
Like I said, it's been a month.
Because you don't have any?
No, I do.
Oh, you do? Actually came prepared. All right.
It's still just one, but I've got one.
It's
actually kind of funny though.
Yeah, but can you all send Vargo dad jokes so he can write more than just one down? You've had a month to prepare. I have an entire sheet.
Yeah, but guess what? I've also brought a lot of info for a good show. Anyways, so after 40 years. After 40 years.
I love that voice. That should be our new intro and closing voice.
After 40 years.
Oh my gosh.
They went on an adventure.
I kind of have a heart on right
They
now.
Almost got killed by smashing boulders.
Oh my
goodness. Goonies 2.
That is coming out.
I know.
It's so exciting.
I know. It was just announced that it is going to be a real thing.
It's coming.
Officially in the works right now. I am so pumped. Hey, you guys.
One-Eyed Willie. One-Eyed Willie's making a comeback.
Yes. All right. Yes.
He's going to come on her back.
Not when I'm taking a shit, bro. Come on.
I was hoping a spit take. I was really hoping for a spit take. Oh, man. Yeah, no, that's exciting.
Yes.
Like, hopefully the whole original cast comes back.
Oh, they are expected to.
Josh Brolin, too?
Yes.
And I can't think of the guy's name.
Sean Astin?
Yeah.
Yes.
And
he was actually one of the lead guys in the works. Him really? And the guy who played Data.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
He just came out with, I can't remember the name of him off, here, hold on. Google University.
I know the guy. I don't need the name. I know the guy.
No. It was, shit. It was right off of, he just came out with a brand new movie. That's why it was such a huge deal.
The Data guy?
Yeah.
I know the guy. I don't need a name.
What's the guy?
I know who you're talking about. I don't need the name. He's also
but our listeners obviously do.
Go watch Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Go look at the last year's Oscars he won, and it I know that they can figure it out. I don't remember the guy's name, but I know who you're talking about.
Right, Ki Hu Kwan.
I'm glad you looked it up.
I did.
I gave Google you time University. On Google University.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
But yeah, so Sean Astin, Josh Brolin, Jeff Cohen, who played Chunk.
Yeah.
Corey Feldman.
That's going to be a weird one.
Cary Grant. No. Now, I don't know if John Matusak.
Who's that?
Sloth.
Oh.
Or, obviously, you know who Joe Pantoliano is.
No.
He played one of the evil guys. He was also he was a shorter one.
Oh yeah,
the one with the toupee. Yeah.
I don't wear a hairpiece.
And yeah, then he got a toupee, yeah. And he also played the captain on Bad Boys movies with Will Smith and
Martin. I know Lawrence. Bad Boys. I've never seen them.
Really?
Really? I couldn't get into it. I know. I'm sorry.
Anyway. And also the cheerleader's friend, Steph, Martha Plimpton. I don't know if she'll be back in it.
Corey Feldman's going to be a weird one. I don't know if I want to see.
Who, Mouth?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, he's got a kind of a... And no knock on him. He's making changes, or he has made changes to his life, but... He's got a history of drugs and alcohol, and he looks like a drug addict.
Let's look at celebrities.
How
many celebrities have had drug and alcohol problems?
I'm not saying that.
I mean, hell, Mel Gibson for one, and he's a fucking treasure.
I'm not saying that. What I am saying is, those that have had issues with drugs and alcohol now. Having gone through whatever therapy or whatever,
Macaulay Culkin
don't look like that anymore.
Well, no, they're old though.
He still looks like that.
No, he looks like he did when he was younger. He just looks old now.
No, he doesn't,
dude. I've got a picture of him right now.
I saw a picture of him. No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He looks like he did when
he looks old now. That's the only difference. He's old.
Okay, we'll agree to disagree on this one,
dude. Here,
I've seen a picture of him.
Obviously not.
He still does. He looks like he did when he was in his heavy drug addict days.
Anyway, if that's the case, then when he was young, he was a drug addict because he looks like an older version.
Well, he may have been a drug addict when he was young.
It's possible. No knock. It's possible. Look at Lindsay Lohan and all those.
Oh, I'm clear.
Yeah.
But no, that's exciting. Goonies 2, can't wait.
I really don't care. I'm going to go see it.
Well, I'm going to go see it with you. I like Goonies.
I love Goonies.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, same.
It's quotable. Now, how are they going to do Chunk since he's lost all this weight?
You know, I don't know.
I know. That was the best part of the whole movie.
When he does the truffle shuffle. Dude, do that one more time. Do it. Just do it. Do it. Do the truffle shuffle. I totally just got that on video.
I don't care at this point. Fuck it. I'll watch it later. I don't want to watch it right now.
No, but how are they going to do that since he's lost all this
you
weight?
You know what? I don't know.
I'll sub in for him. I kind of look like him.
Oh, dude. With that gut? Yeah. Yeah.
It's because I'm sitting down, man. If I wasn't sitting down, I wouldn't have that there. I know.
When you sit down, you look fatter because when you stand up, you thin out.
I know.
Especially when you crunch over.
Now I'm out of
breath.
Yeah. That was a lot of movement. I was moving the chair on my belly.
Got some good cardio in there, huh?
I did. It was really good.
All right. So
almost as good as when I have sex with my wife.
Ooh, I wouldn't go that far, buddy.
No.
Sex is amazing.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I don't know.
Did I tell you?
What?
I got my wife as a gift for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
She came as my gift. In a bow.
Oh, you mean she came?
She did that too. She doesn't listen, so I don't care.
Yeah, my wife doesn't listen either, so it's fine. All right, so let's go ahead and get some dad jokes in here.
Okay.
Go ahead. I've got one. Do you want to go, and then I can do the middle?
Yeah.
Since you obviously have to have two.
I have more than two. Dude,
you got a whole slew of them. I know.
I can scroll. Right. Oh, I didn't delete those from last time. I need to do that. All right.
Go ahead.
Sure. Why is butane better than propane?
Beautiful.
Because it's a lighter fluid.
That's so stupid.
But it's a good one.
All right. What is a long, wide thing that men carry?
A long, wide thing that men carry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A tie. That was dumb, wasn't it? Don't give me that look.
You had a month to prepare, and that's the best you could do.
Yeah, because everybody thinks right away. They're thinking about his schwanz. They're thinking about his penis.
That was not what I was thinking of. But
that's surprising.
Yeah, well.
Because when I read the joke, I actually thought that was pretty good. That's exactly what I thought of. And then I was like, oh, a tie?
Hey, so what are three reasons why a woman is like a sunset?
There are three reasons why it's like a sunset?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what.
They're beautiful. You never get tired of seeing them every day.
Okay.
Nothing compares to watching them go down in front of you on a warm summer night. Chang.
Chang's. Hey, where do you want to go to eat tonight? I think, ladies and gentlemen, Chang's.
Oh, I have one more. This one's kind of funny.
All right, go ahead.
Why are men smarter during sex?
Because they use their head.
Because they're plugged into a know-it-all.
Yeah, because, you know, girls always act like they know better than you do. Yeah.
I have a tweet related to that. I have a Twix my tweeter for next episode.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So if you enjoyed our episode today, just go ahead and jump on one of our many streaming platforms, including Spotify, Pandora,
Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube.
Leave us a 5-star rating. Also, you can join us on our Facebook fan page and leave a great interview. If you do, make sure you email us on what. If you leave a good interview.
Do I need to do the closing from now on?
No. If you do leave us a 5-star rating on one of our streaming services, go ahead and email us at blabberbuddies1@gmail.com and let us know about it, and you could possibly be the winner of a Blabber Buddies t-shirt.
You could.
If you give us a positive review on our Facebook fan page, we can just go ahead and just email you from there or message you.
Yep, and you could be the winner of a free Blabber Buddies t-shirt.
Absolutely. So anyways, until next time, hopefully 2 weeks this time.
Yeah,
actually, it should be next week.
It should be next week.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah, Friday next week Friday. So hopefully by next week we'll have another episode for you.
And yep.
Until then, we'll see you later.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Thank you for listening to Blabber Buddies. Tune in every other week for a new episode.
If you enjoyed the show, please like and follow us on Facebook at Blabber Buddies and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Pandora Radio.